Now, despite a record number of consents being issued for new homes last year, builders say construction could still be delayed due to a lack of workers and materials. There were 48,500 homes consented in the year to November 2021, but builders say they're struggling to finish projects on time. Chen Liu reports.
Chief Executive of the Building Industry Federation, Julian Lay, says the industry wouldn't be able to build all the homes that have been consented for.
It's great on one level to have a record number of consents for new houses, which is what we need, but we have to accept the fact that we don't have enough builders or, in fact, materials.
Julian Lay says in good times, when there is no COVID or other disruptions, the country only builds 40,000 homes per year. He says some builders are booked up for the next 12 to 24 months, and there is a lack of skilled workers such as carpenters, quantity surveyors and truck drivers due to the border restrictions. Mr. Lay says the last 18 to 24 months has been a perfect storm, during which builders are also waiting longer to get materials such as timber.
The industry is going through a boom period. The unfortunate fact is that builders are having to turn work away, and people that have got some of these consents are either going to have to wait a very long time, if they're lucky, or in some cases the houses just won't get built, unfortunately.
Julian Lay says many builders are planning ahead and placing orders for materials much earlier than before, though some are struggling with cash flow. And the government should allow more skilled workers to come through the borders.
The challenge we've got in 2022 might well be even more significant than the challenges we had last year. And I think this year, 2022, is going to be about shortage and lack of skilled people rather than the shortage of building materials.
Director at Auckland-based company Chancellor Construction, Wayne Zeng, says many consents are for high-density housing.
What it means to us is there's more work comparing to a few years ago where builders were building larger homes and now we're building smaller homes. Therefore, it requires more resource, i.e. skilled labourers and material supplies.
Wayne Zeng says although the issues are the same as those facing many countries amid the COVID-19 pandemic, there are things the authorities can do to help.
Local council authorities could consider more substitutions and flexibility around material supplies and re-engineer or re-looking at the current building code to help the builders.
Another builder, Richard Merrifield, who is based in Nelson, agrees that the industry is facing challenges and says the authorities should encourage innovations.
Do we keep building houses the same way we have for years or look at more innovative ideas? There's some bright young people around the industry that will be thinking outside the square that will come up with solutions to these problems.
The Minister for Building and Construction, Porter Williams, says she expects high levels of residential construction to continue for some time. She says the government will continue to work with the sector to help minimise ongoing disruptions from COVID-19.